Hey, I've got an idea. What if you get away with this? Is you're just strolling down the street, and every white guy you see, just kick him as hard as you fucking could in the nuts, and then go, "That's from Israel."
You gotta help me. This Free Talk Live is really starting to irritate my bowels.
This is Free Talk Live, coast to coast, every Tuesday night. We now join our show already in session.
Let's find a way to, you know, let's, we got a lot of smart people on these forums. We got a lot of people with great ideas. Let's get together. Let's make this happen. And videos, it's obvious. This is how you reach the youth of America, YouTube. YouTube was started by two guys that wanted to share their dinner party videos with each other. And it's a great way to reach everyone. And I would really appreciate if everybody would message me. You know, I have my YouTube is XXTheMasherXX. Message me there. Message me on the forum, and you know, let's get this going. You know, Panzer Faust is doing a great job with his videos, always has been, and he'll be more than willing to help. Chain will be very willing to help. You know. Nobody's alone, you know, just let's do this.
Certainly the younger people are more prone, or they're more into the visual media, like the video, the audio, music.
It's the computer age, yeah.
Exactly. And that's not to say that the older people aren't, but certainly the younger people, you know, are into pop culture. I mean, it's unfortunate, but and those are the people that we're trying to reach.
Yeah, but in that case, I'm going to be signing off right now, so we can get going on that for the rest of the show. But I want to thank everybody for letting me be on tonight. Yeah. And if Tony, if you'll sign me off for someone will right now, I'd really appreciate it. And I hope everyone has a good night.
All right, Masher, good job.
Thank you, Masher.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right, and another thing, while we're on the subject of younger people, Dietrich has a new blog. CoolKidsRebel.com, and young people go there. It's for young, intelligent people who want to be different, who want to be iconoclastic, who want to rebel, and at the same time fight for a good cause. I read through it the other day, and it's very intelligent. It's very well put together, as everything Dietrich does is. So yeah, all you younger people listening, and older people, you know, send everybody there. It's definitely worth. We're sending people to and reading. It's coolkidsrebel.com.
Oh, shit.
Ouch. So, in any case, is Mark still there?
I'm back. Sorry, I had to mute myself.
That's all right. All right. Well, yeah. Let's bring on that clip and let's hear this. Everybody's got to hear this. This is absolutely fucking fantastic.
This is the YouTube clip.
Yeah, these guys basically went to the town council and just ripped them a new ass.
The King's Court. I'm at a loss for words to explain how I feel tonight.
Name and address, please.
It's almost all in Tucson, Arizona. My apologies, Your Highness. There's a huge disparity in how our laws are enforced in the community today. There is a certain group in this community who are allowed in the presence of the police to call me cracker, white trash, trailer trash, honky, gringo, and I could get into some really foul names, but maybe some kids are watching. I'm not here tonight to shock you. I'm here to deplore you to look at the situation. On August 17th, I was arrested, and I was in court yesterday for that arrest. A number of things happened, but I think the most difficult for me to bear was the fact that it was entered into the record on that day that my mere presence was a threat, was a disturbance, and was a sufficient reason for me to be arrested. My future, although this is a minor charge, my future hinges on the determination of whether the statute is a reasonable disturbance or just a disturbance. And it hinges on the word pendejo. It seems that it is imprisonable or finable, probationable, loss of some right for speaking that word in the presence of people that I know are seditious and treasonous people to the America I grew up in. The America that history is the only place that history shows us that freedom existed. And I am deploring His Highness and the Council to put together a plan to help those of us who consider ourselves free in the city of Tucson. What is the appropriate response to this? I am living in a community now where there's a certain group of that community who feels very comfortable with throwing rocks at me, calling me names that no human should ever have to suffer. And now the courts are going to rule me out of existence. How? 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 I'm 50 years old. And I'm at a total loss on what my options are in response to that. And remember, the only reason I am here is because I've spent a lifetime of searching out the truth, and then I'm putting every effort forward to bring it to this body. I fear for myself. There is no assurance now that I'll see my 51st birthday, and that's not a joke, because I'm not backing down. I know I'm standing on the truth, and I know this city has a problem that it doesn't want to deal with. God bless you all.
Hey, Diedrich?
Yes?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Tony also
yes.
send you the audio of Russ. This is, which is a more recent one. And it's very, very entertaining.
Well,
and you guys will see what an angry white man can actually stand in front of a court. Well, I don't know if it's a court, but the city council.
Try just playing that, Tony.
Okay, let's see what we've got here.
Good evening. We're back with the Tuesday edition, the inaugural broadcast of the Tuesday edition of VNN's. A couple files were loading up, and we're going to be playing them momentarily. Now, what's this stuff in front of a group?
Well, yeah, there's...
No, he's at the... Go ahead, you can tell.
Well, there's actually two guys. They're basically activists in the area that are sick and tired of the Mexcrement invading their town with the murder rate that's going on in their area because of it. You know, everybody knows all the fucking problems that it causes. Having third world scumbags in your town. These guys are they're at the forefront of their... They're not Minutemen. They're a little bit more to be, you know, maybe even a little more realistic than the Minutemen about the whole problem. But what's obviously happening to them is that the local government or people of Mexican descent are doing whatever they can to cover up any stories against them or any stories against white people by Mexicans or anybody that's American that's being attacked by Mexicans. They're arresting them for stupid, retarded reasons, anything they can think of to break these guys' balls. And these two dudes are just on a mission to give the township a hard time and to give the police a hard time and make them work and do their fucking jobs. So we're loading up that clip now. And
well, what kind of stuff are they doing?
They basically went go off. When you hear it, I mean, they're basically saying that if they get threatened again when they do their demonstrations, they're going to start. Because keep in mind, it's Arizona, so I mean, you can carry a weapon. I don't think you can go into Target with it, though, or something like that. But if you feel threatened, because they've had rocks thrown at them, they've been spit on before. I mean, someone throwing a rock at you, when you play the clip, you'll see what they're saying.
Wasn't that last year where they had that rally in some place in California where some old lady was... That was on the side of the... there was something like a monument that was being... removed or put up. It was some drama over a monument, and the Mexicans were, asserting mud power. And there was a demonstration, and some white lady got her head cracked open or something, like a bottle of frozen water. Somebody chucked it over from the anti-crowd into the Minuteman or whatever crowd, and she ended up going to the hospital. So yeah, they are violent.
And if we were to do the same thing, if, you know, mass white people decided to start throwing big rocks and bottles, I mean, obviously the police would be in there cracking skulls with their billy clubs, and we all know that.
No doubt.
So it's ridiculous that we live in a government that's not out for our best interest. It's out for the interest of third world scumbags that want to shit in flower pots.
Yeah.
And you know,
make let me correct you, Panzer. This is not our government. It really isn't. I mean, ever since the establishment of AIPAC and the way things have been run for the last 100 years, I mean, the people that pay the taxes, nothing's being done in our best interest.
Right. So here we have, you know, the Mexican invasion is a prime example of that. It's just this never-ending flow of third worlders who are spreading disease, screwing up the economy, filling our prisons, raping our kids and our women, killing people, driving drunk. It's insane. And the fact that, you know, we all know this. Everybody listening knows exactly what I'm saying. And, you know, we saw this. Mark found this video, and we all kind of just sat there at the same time with our jaws on the floor, like, you know, here we go. Here's these guys who said, like, basically, you know, fuck you, police aren't doing their job. If you're not going to do your job, we're going to do it for them. Hopefully this clip will be up in a second.
Yeah, it'll be up in, like, 10 seconds.
All right, good. So everybody sit tight, and thanks for hanging in with us. I know this has been a painful listen so far for everybody.
This sure is an NBC, I'll tell you.
This is what you get when you have stupid guys trying to broadcast.
Oh, God.
Should have hired Sumner Redstone. Oh, man, we need... Hey, Dietrich, why don't you give us a... while we're at it, why don't you give everybody an Ari real quick? Give us a plug.
govnn.com. Go there if you seriously dislike or somehow have some kind of crazy problem with your yids. Kill the son of God. Thank you.
Okay, here's your audio.
Oh,
my name is Russ. I domicile in the city of Tucson.
Whoa, that's low.
I'm a non-funded seat.
That's real low. Hang on. I'm going to play it, but it might mute the call, so just sit tight.
All right, it's cool.
Well, it is true. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong. All on the same night. I had this problem one time. I was about to start my intro song, and then I noticed that I was mixing it up when my wife was taking a nap. So I had Cubase turned down real low, and lo and behold, the output file. And so I had to vamp there at the last second and just be like, eh. Just completely change what I had planned on doing and all that good stuff. Same exact thing. Let's see. EQ preamp on this thing. It'll probably...
Mayor and Council. My name...
Yes, Tony, I do have it, but however you mixed it out was very low. So...
Well, that just sounded good, that second clip.
Trying to...
EQ. Oh, boy.
My name is Russ Dub. I domicile in the city. Last week, I said that the jury was out to this part of the community that the city government, the police department, appeases to. The events that occurred yesterday pretty much made it clear in my head what's going on. I know known subversives and traitors were holding a meeting to overthrow my country. I told them to get out. I was arrested and handcuffed in the back of a vehicle for 3 hours and detained for 6 hours, 4 hours after my bail was posted. Yesterday, I was spit on. I had paper objects thrown at me. I had death threats and a number of gang signs. All of it's on video. All of it's on YouTube right now. When the event was over, my car was parked right out here on 255 East Alameda Street, right out in front of the corner of the County City building here. Teddington Stone Avenue, apparently four or five of these kids, and they were all high school kids. It started out four or five of them. It turned into about 60 of them. And trust me, if you'll take the time at what I've posted up there, you guys ought to really be concerned. There's a little Avalon La Rosa Maldev school down the street, and these kids come told me that I was a dead man because I was standing there, they're living in Mexico and calling it multiculturalism, multi-language. It's BS, guys. These kids believe this land is theirs. The last
Four presidents of Mexico said they were going to do it, and the last four presidents of America have continued to help them do it. And I can lay out all this today. Five of them followed me. And right out in front of the building, they left a dent in front of my car where they heard an act of deadly violence and had, by the time I got out of the car with my gun in my hand, I had a clear shot, you would have had a dead body laying in the street. As far as I'm concerned, that is an act of deadly violence. And if they feel so comfortable thinking they're going to pelt me with rocks or bullets, I will respond in the most violent of ways, and I won't stop once it's started. Now, we can continue this word dialogue because I've said over and over again, sticks and stones and bullets will break my bones. Names will never hurt me. We can have this dialogue, and I continue to extend my arm to them and explain to them that this is crazy. This is insanity. This is not your land, and it isn't even my land anymore. There's so much bureaucracy and lawlessness going on. All that can come of this is bloodshed, and I say, we are an intelligent enough people, we are compassionate enough people, we are caring enough people that we can open our eyes and face the reality of the problems we've created for whatever reason. I don't care about what brought us to this point, but by God, if we don't get our eyes open to where we're at and stand up as real backbone-driven human beings to solve the problem, I guarantee you all of your dreams are going to collapse around your heads. And just as they wrote me an email, I know where you live, and trust me, I'm not going to go after the peasants. I know who's responsible for this, and that's where I'll go. And that's not a threat. I can.
It's the Jews. does he know? I mean, stand up as people? No, how about stand up as white men and grow some backbones? I mean, that's who it's going to be. It's either going to be that or nothing.
You got to understand, he's addressing the town council when he says that he's going to hunt them down at their houses. I love that.
Yeah, he's not going to go after the peasants. I mean, yeah.
No, he's going after the landlords, not the peasants. And this man is—he's dead serious about what he's talking about.
Well, his partner in crime too, not crime, but Roy Warden. That guy's phenomenal too.
Rocks or bullets? I will respond.
That was Tony.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
he must have had VNN playing.
Yeah, he was playing the stream.
I'm sorry, Mark, what are you saying?
What I was saying was, we also got Roy Warden, who works pretty closely with Russ, Doug, and he's the same exact kind of person, built from the same damn mold. I mean, I got to hand it to him, too. So if you guys do a search on YouTube for SOV777, you could find his videos and some of the stuff that he's out there doing, and he's been doing it for a while. The guy is serious. So, at this point, did we want to introduce our guest? Or?
Let's bring him on, man. Is my mic too low? Can you guys hear me?
I don't know. Who is the guest? Yeah, we can hear you.
The guest we're bringing on is
Russ Dove.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was already here.
Right, and Russ Dove is the man who you just heard tell the city council to kiss his ass and to fix the problem, or he's going to fix it. But we spoke at length last night with this gentleman, and
so did you guys contact him?
Yeah, we did. We got in touch with him on YouTube. We found Mark found who he was and what his handle was on YouTube. It's for those of you who want to look up his videos, it's SOV777, and he's got a lot of this stuff, man. Him and this woman Christine are doing a show, kind of like a YouTube show where they talk about the problems. He's got a lot of video, a lot of material on his neighborhood and these filthy Mexicans and what they're doing. And yeah, he's on the front lines. So,
is he Jew-wise?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not so sure he's willing to admit it.
Well, he's a Christian, right? Is he the guy on the yeah?
And we're trying to avoid that conversation tonight. Even
yeah, I think yeah, we discussed that last night.
Does he know that the Jews are owning and running the media? Yeah, he knows. Does he know that they fund all the campaigns for the politicians? Yeah, he knows.
Does he know they did 9/11?
We didn't get that far.
But bottom line is he knows the Mexicans are a problem,
and
he knows it better than us.
Well, if he lives in Arizona, yeah. I mean, I was in Phoenix a few weeks ago, and it's bad. It's nasty there. I mean, all the cab drivers are Somali. And they drive like they're still in the third world. And it's just, it's really nice. The areas where they just did the renovation, it's very nice. But, you know, it's very white downtown.
I like it. I'd like to thank Russ ahead of time for being so gracious and patient during these technical difficulties.
Absolutely.
As well as our listeners.
Well, he probably knows this is the first go-ahead for you guys, maybe. I don't know. Well, anyway, here he is. Ringing him now. Good evening, Russ. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
We just saw one of your videos, or rather heard the clip. I saw the video. Welcome to VNN's Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks again for having me, and it's good to be here.
How you doing, Russ? Good to hear from you again, buddy.
Good, you too. All right, guys, bear with me on the names. I have a hard time with names when I'm looking at people's faces, and all I'm getting at is voices. But
no problem. Well, one way to tell is that I have the sexy voice. No, if you look on the Skype window there, you'll see my icon lighting up when I'm speaking, and the same with everyone else. Their icon kind of glows a little bit as they're speaking. Yeah, you'll see.
See
my turned around STP icon.
Got it. Yeah.
No one ever compliments me on that, but I love my turned around STP. It spells TNB.
I noticed the STP thing. I noticed that
no one ever says anything.
Didn't say anything.
At my comic, it comes out every now and then, but when it comes out, it shines, and no one notices it ever. No, everyone's just always laughing at me, never with me. Anyway, threats to government officials, that's a good thing.
Well, you know, I've in all the years I've looked at this, I've figured out that my government in Tucson and the state of Arizona and the federal government are more afraid of those invading us from Mexico than they are me. And the only way I figured out I could resolve that is to arm up and go tell them that I'd had enough. And, well, here we are.
Well, you're exactly right. Unlike what we've been told, violence works. Look at the quote civil rights movement. Look at look at any movement in history. Murder works. Violence works. You get boots on the ground threatening people. It's amazing what happens legally.
It is. At the same time, with the dynamics that are going on, we have to look at this invasion as a 30-year secret, very, very methodical, very, very slow movement forward. And here this last couple years, the American people have started to have enough and are creating resistance to it. And I'm convinced that they don't have a plan to counter our resistance. So I just say all we've got to do is honestly stand up against it, and we're going to beat them. And that sounds awful simple, I know.
No, I agree, Russ. They're not counting on us standing up. They're counting on the media working. They're counting on... And I know one thing they didn't count on. They didn't count on you being able to put your videos up on YouTube.
Well, that's a tool we have that I can say history has never... You know, we've never had such a tool before. And it is difficult, particularly that the Internet was designed never to be able to be taken completely down.
Right.
And so no matter what they do, for those who really understand it, there will always be a way to keep the truth going. And so now that we've broken the lie, and now that we do have an avenue for the truth to start finding the people, not only of America, but the world, I'm sure everybody who's paying attention can see that we are all of a sudden in a different world today than we were 6 months ago, a year ago, and definitely 5 years ago. And we've still got a long ways to go, but we actually are gaining ground, and it is because of the Internet, YouTube, and the kind of technology we're taking advantage of right now.
Yeah, I mean, point of fact, we would never, none of us here would have probably ever found one another were it not for the Internet.
Absolutely.
Right.
I wanted to ask you a question, Russ. You said that it's been a slow, methodical invasion that's very well planned out, and I agree, but would you agree with me that in the past 10 years, that it hasn't been such a slow, methodical invasion? I mean, I can think back to when I was a child, and you didn't have Mexicans. You know, I had white people pumping, white Americans pumping my gas. There wasn't Mexicans around every corner. There wasn't Mexicans mowing lawns. There wasn't Mexicans taking advantage of the system like there is now. You know, at 4 million a year, at 3 to 4 million a year, my belief is we're beyond that. I mean, this is a tremendously fast invasion at this point.
Well, at this point, definitely it has escalated, and actually it was 98 when the truth fell off of the radar, both in broadcast and internet news, about what was going on the border, and the whole story changed. So from there, it's been now 8 years, and I remember 10 years ago right here in the Tucson Valley where all the roofers, framers, concrete, block layers were all American. Now, they were black, brown, and white. But they all spoke English, okay? And they were all American, and I used to work with them, drink with them. So I know that it was just that recent that Americans were doing the jobs, quote-unquote, that we won't do anymore. At the same time, the reality of the numbers coming across our border are much worse than anybody's telling us. For the last couple of years, it's been closer to 1 million a month, and I can't give my sources for that, but I have a number of valid sources, both on the border in two different states and in the Border Patrol, that we're looking at 20,000 a day unencumbered. And you start to add that up, in just the last 2 years, it's come up to 13,800,000 have come. So we're looking at 500,000 to 1 million a month that are coming across the border right now. And so, no, it's clear that there's an invasion, and it's clear that our governments at the city, state, county, and federal level are facilitating it for profit, and they are importing a slave class. There can be no question that we are establishing another slave class. And I, for one, being a biblical constitutionalist, I'm sorry, I don't find anywhere biblically or righteously that I have a right to hold a slave.
The slave class is us.
You know? Well, in as much as if you were born into and buy into the 14th Amendment aspect of government-citizen relationship, then I would agree. But I wasn't born and raised up that way. I've never encumbered the risk of being a 14th Amendment citizen, because I've never seen myself as one. And only in the last couple of years have I come to understand what I just said. But it is a reality. So much of what goes on in our lives today, honestly, gentlemen and listeners, is our perception and what we understand. So at any rate, that could be a very deep subject that would take up days. But I just don't accept this idea of oppression, because it's a two-party play. There's an oppressor and an oppressee. And in order for me to be a slave, then I have to accept the role of the oppressee, and I'm sorry, I don't.
Right. And you know, Master just IM'd me, and he makes a good point. It's not an invasion. It's an absolute fucking hostile takeover happening to this country.
Yeah, exactly.
And why don't you go into a little detail and tell us, you know, at your local government's level, what are they doing specifically to help this invasion? What are they doing to thwart your efforts? Let's hear your story.
Well, to get a little bit caught up, there is a long story here, but relative to what's going on in our city council and our courts right now, it actually started April 10th, 2006, a year ago. When all across the nation, the millions went into the streets. Here in Tucson, 15,000 traveled down the streets and ended up in Armory Park, where 12 Americans, three of us, Roy Warden, Russ Dove, and Lane Lawless, burnt two Mexican flags in the middle of 15,000 of them. And the only reason we got away with it that day is because we were armed, and we forced the police to protect us, or we assured them that we would leave bloody bodies in the park and draw a whole bunch of attention. Well, surely we'd all die, but they would have a serious problem. So they chose to protect us that day. They've been falsely arresting Roy ever since. They pretty much left me alone, because I've got 18 years standing here and know a lot of people, approach it from a different angle. But Roy was arrested the day after the event. He was witnessed by over 37 police officers, and never once did they witness him committing an act that was arrestable, so they didn't arrest him. The next day, after the inland puppets from Mexico, Isabel Garcia and her open border, we can break your laws anytime we want to break your laws community, complained to the police department, they arrested Roy. Okay. Roy subsequently was found not guilty for those charges, but while those charges were on order, we continued our public protest and the exercise of our First Amendment right, and armed to protect ourselves from deadly violence. We would rope off areas, go out and burn flags. We had an event, Standing on Secure Borders, put on that was Hands Across the Border. There were about 250 of us on the border, and in 32 cities at the Mexican consulates, there were individual groups that were having also protests. Roy Warden was running the Tucson one. He was arrested again that day because they set three little Mexican gangbangers in to harass him, and they broke the rules, and Roy pushed him out of the area, and of course he was charged with threats of violence, and another charge. At any rate, he was subsequently found guilty on those charges. This is all in a city court, and of course it was a kangaroo court because officer defense was entered in. Full disclosure was not given to the defendant, and the evidence that the prosecution used was fraudulent, and then again, they didn't let us bring in any evidence to support our position or Roy's position. He was found guilty. The judge then charged him or sentenced him to 3 years probation, and part of that probation was that he couldn't wear his gun in public, unconstitutional, federal and state. Guns can only be dealt with in the state of Arizona on a felony. He was on misdemeanors. Another condition of his probation was that he was not to come within 500 feet of any protest, and that's any protest, whether it's abortion, civil rights, immigration, no protest could he go to. So a month after that hearing, we went down in front of the federal building, and we had a protest, and we burned a flag. The next week, we started what we call the Tucson Weekly Public Forum, where we rope off an area, and we go in, and we set up a loudspeaker, and we talk to the business government people downtown Tucson, and we invite anybody who has a reasonable voice, whether they agree with us or disagree with us, to step into the circle and to speak to the public about it. We've had some people step in and do that. The first time, the police were present but didn't bother anybody, and at the same time, there wasn't very much opposition to our presence there. The second week, we started to get opposition from the Little Azalon or La Raza, Maldef, Lulac, this land is our land, high school kids that are going to public school down there paid for by the American taxpayers. They started giving us grief, and the police wrote Roy up for a sound violation. And again, having nothing to do with the law specifically references the residential area, and it also requires them to use a certified meter to determine the decibel, yet, and so on and so forth. None of that was done. They just cited him. The third week we showed up, which would be the tapes that we're talking about here, that was a Monday, the Tuesday night that we were at the council meeting that was played to start this segment, leads up to that. That day we arrived, and no police were present. Five or six of these little Azalanders showed up again, the same small group that had showed up the week before, and they started kicking down our barriers and spitting on us and calling us names, taking off their shirts, doing all their gang sign stuff, and being really, ignorant, and making it very clear to me that their intent was to kill me and to harm me. And so at any rate, Roy lets them know that, they're spitting on us now and they're kicking down their barrier, and Roy makes the statement that, if you the police officers don't stop this, then I'm going to, I'm either going to taser them, I'm going to pepper spray them, or I'm just going to shoot them. And so then the little gangbanger said, okay, that's a threat. So they leave and they're gone for about 15 minutes, and pretty soon they come back with 60 of them. And now they're really hackling us. There's about six adults that are mulling between them, trying to keep everything squared away. They bring in an American flag and stomp on it. Just as soon as the adults realize I have them on video stomping on it and messing with the American flag, they go over real quick and make them take it away and hide it, and then they get really angry at me because I'm pointing out their disrespect for America. So the rally, the protest is over. They've cited Roy again, and I have to go get my car. I'm the one that drives us in and drives us out, and I have to park a couple blocks away. So I leave, go to my car, and I get in my car, and I'm backing out of I'm in front of the city council, the city government building is where I'm parked, and I start to back out my car, and I look up, and here's five of them right along the sidewalk, and three or four of them are drawing back the whole rock at me. And so I come, they hit my car, I come to a stop, and I come out of the car, I started carrying my Glock with me everywhere I go. I don't I'm behind. I'm getting ready to get a CCW so I can carry full time.
So what kind of clock? What kind of clock do you have, Russ?
What is it? A 19.
Okay, so a 9mm.
Yeah, it's a 17. It's a Glock 17 9mm, and then I got a little car C9W or something.
I've had better luck with a 40 cal when taking down a game of the spick variety.
Well, I'm a scopeless marksman, and I only take headshots.
Oh, outstanding!
I don't play, huh?
Outstanding. Were you in the military?
Yeah, but it came natural. I was born with it. I remember the first time my father set me down behind a 22 long rifle, and he set out seven targets 25 feet out in front of me, and I laid down and removed seven targets, and then he started to teach me how to use sights, and finally I ignored him, and I do just fine on my own. But at any rate, it's a matter of hand-eye coordination. I just hit what I shoot at, period, and I don't have to look at it very long. I just have to know it's there. I really don't, I keep telling these people, you don't know what you're getting into. The numbers are, at any rate, to finish the story about the so they hurl rocks at my car, and I come out of my car, and I leveled off on top of my car, but by this time, the last thing I saw, by the time I got stopped and turned around, I did see one set of feet going into the bushes, and no targets. There wasn't anything, but I would have. I was very serious. As far as I'm concerned, now these little hoodlum and thugs feel it's safe to beat up our police department, because on April 10th, 2006, six of them were cited for. They sent two of our police officers to jail. To the hospital. They were minor injuries, but they sent them to the hospital. Six of them were cited for some kind of an assault on a Tucson police officer. Our Pima County prosecutor, our attorney, chose not to file charges on those six people, yet they arrested Roy for burning the Mexican flag. And so, in Tucson, Pima County, it's against the law to burn a Mexican flag, but it's okay for illegal aliens to beat up our police officers. That's what's going on in Tucson, Pima County right now.
Oh, yeah, and you can bet your bottom dollar that if anyone else were to lay a hand on a police officer, it would be categorized as assault, and you'd be in jail for 3 years.
I'd be in the infirmary for 3 months getting well if I did it to them.
Right, right.
Well, you know what? And they feel that it's safe for them to attack the police, and quite honestly, it probably is for them.
This is
how it goes. I want to, not to cut you off, but Chain is on the show thread on VNN Forum. Chain's posted a picture of Richard Miranda, police chief in Tucson.
Right.
And this filthy Isabel Garcia looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper.
Like walking death.
She's painful to look at in this picture. Yo,
well, that's why I wonder about people who think we can do things completely on the up and up, because how are we expecting them to guard the border from their own kinsmen? You know, they're the ones in charge now of protecting the borders. You think they're going to do it? No, I mean, they're from brown power. They're from Latino power.
That's the truth, man, and they're getting it, too. They're getting it good.
Yeah, I mean, I played on my show last Friday clips of Newt Gingrich. You know, we have a presidential candidate apologizing in a foreign language to people who don't belong here in this country because he said something that mildly could have been perceived as an insult to them, even though he was telling the truth. The veracity of his statement was never questioned, that it was that you should learn the proper English if you want to succeed in the United States, which he's trying to let them in on it. Look, we've got affirmative action. We've got programs here, man. If you learn how to get out of Ebonics, the sky is the limit if you're colored in this country and you can speak passable English.
Yep.
I mean, that's more than just learn English, not Spanish. It's absolutely true. I mean, if you're colored in this country and you can speak decent English, then...
Russ, it's better than a
college degree.
I got a quick question for you regarding, this is Mark, regarding Roy Warden.
Right.
Now, I watched the one of the clips you had, I guess, is when you went and picked him up out of jail, and didn't they illegally search and seizure his equipment out of his car?
Absolutely.
And also a handgun from a residence that he was staying at, but wasn't his place.
Right.
I mean, they did that while he was in jail, correct? So they
correct.
Took his, they literally took his keys when he's in jail, went to his car, took the stuff, and then went into the house and took his gun.
Correct.
Now, at this point, what do you guys what are you guys going to do about that? I mean,
he immediately rearmed himself, and of course he's a certified document creator and a very avid legal scholar and very comfortable in the law books and in confrontation with the court. So he of course is doing all the paperwork. He was already 9/10 completed with and near a filing a federal TRO or an injunction to stop them from this unlawful act because it is in full violation of all our constitutional rights. It's all in full violation of everything that is what America is supposed to be about. Even what the opposition's using to steal this country from us, all these quote-unquote civil rights, the right to do anything you want to do kind of premise, again, they're in total violation of the law, and all we're doing right now is using the courts.
Well, that doesn't make sense unless you understand the agenda. Yeah, it doesn't make sense that there's all this permissiveness about, and yet we find that in the situation where ordinary Americans, we're on the third tier, as Linder says. You know, we really are. We're in our own country. We've been unmanned, as he says, in our own country.
And a part of that is
we're third-class citizens.
A part of that is because we've first of all we've been lied to. We've been raised to believe in something that's a lie. And secondly, by our nature, not enough of us, I wouldn't be speaking for anybody that's on this call with us right now, and probably most of our audience, that the most people, by our nature, don't, once they get comfortable in something, they don't move.
Right.
Until that comfort zone becomes so unlivable that the fear of the change is less fearable. And then something might happen, and reality is we're encroaching upon that right now very quickly, and I
agree. And it's a vast minority that begins the movement. Historical scholars say 3 or 4% carried off the American Revolution, more or less. And it's good that we could find each other. You got a marksman and a legal scholar. You sound like our kind of people.
hey Russ, when you guys do your protests, how many guys are you getting together for these protests on your
two.
Side?
Two. Are you kidding? No, well, I mean, there's Joe Sweeney always shows up. Joe's been fighting the fight for 23 years in this community and been beat up bad, and he's got the good side of Abe Lincoln character with him. He never quits. Then there's Roy and myself, and
but he doesn't have that bad side all burning down the other half of the country. Half.
Well, he comes at it from a PhD scholarly level, but he doesn't have an issue with the name calling and he's carried the tag of, he calls them wetbacks all the time, and he's gotten a little bit more palatable, so that the people will listen to him. But he's been pretty hard line all along. He's just been a single voice and not a lot of people standing up. We do have, there's a American of Mexican descent that tries to get down every chance he can. There's another white guy that comes down who is a profiler of hate groups, and so he's the one that's Jeff that profiled Isabel Garcia as the hate witch that she is.
Oh, he profiles hate groups. He must know VNN already, then.
He might not. And at the same time I know what I've suffered for the last 12 years at the hands of the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. I know what my path has been, and I talked with a couple of you last night about it. We don't have to get into it here, but I do know this, that I know that they've been lying about me for 8 to 12 years now, depending on which angle you want to look at it from.
Yes.
And they've really gotten real nasty here in the last 3 years since I got active in the border issue. And even now, they've taken, and these guys got such they've created this huge maniacal monster that the world's afraid of. And it's like, hey, thanks, guys. I couldn't have paid all the money in the world for that. But the point is that it's all lies. There isn't an ounce of truth in it, except for they got my name right, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, they'll get your name and address right and everything else wrong. Yeah, I mean,
God, the Jewish media lies? What are you telling me? I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, as Jesus Christ himself said, you are the children of the... Oh, gosh, I always screw this up. Go ahead, somebody fix this for me. You're the children of the devil, you're the children of the father, or you're the children of the prince of lies, and that's why you lie so well.
But the thing of it is that message went both to the... If we're speaking of Jesus, Jesus was talking to both the Jews and the Gentiles. And so it was a message he was speaking to the nature of man. It just happens to be the Jews got the strongest nature of man. I guess that's why he picked them. The whole point is that it comes back to each of us as nature, and if we get caught up in this BS that something is more or something is less than I am, and it's already set, well, now all of a sudden, wait a minute, then I'm no longer free, so it can't be, because I am free.
Well, what do you think the agenda is? Why do you think the elites in this country want a flood of Mexicans? Is it just the cheap labor?
It's the same maniacal drive of man. First of all, it's the battle of good and evil at the highest level. Second of all, it's man's desire to control and rule, and there will always be those who've never had to live reality that have too much for their own good, who think they can do better for the rest of us. And it doesn't matter whether it was the rise of Napoleon, or whether it was the rise of Hitler, or whether it was the rise of one or the other, you know, in every place, every time, whether it's, you know, I'm even here with what we're dealing with here. We create the most limited government in historical existence. We create the Bill of Rights to put a fence around them and say, look, government, these 8-10 rights are already ours. They were ours before we created you. We're creating you, and we want you to understand you can't touch these. Okay, that's what the Constitution, the Bill of Rights is. Look at what it's become. It's become this ruling, maniacal, you know, and now it's going to rule the world.
Yeah. Well, you hit on a good point. It was something that they already... It was something in which those people who wrote that down, those men who wrote that down, already believed.
Absolutely.
That's
already
the key
mine.
Thing that a lot of people don't get. They think that these rights were established this piece of paper. So the piece of paper only matters that to which men are willing to go out in the street and get things done, only to the extent that it'll be enforced that way.
Absolutely. At the same time, back again to the founding of this country, and I know the revisionist historians don't want to talk about it, but the bottom line is those who developed this country had a working knowledge of that book called the Bible.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who says, look, I'm a pure atheist, I don't believe in anything supernatural, and anyone who doesn't think that this country was founded upon belief in God and Christianity in general hasn't done their reading. They didn't put a lot of stuff in there because it was second nature. boilerplate.
If you look at everything from the money that we use to everything in God we trust is everywhere. And now the ADL and the ACLU and everybody else want to say that there's separation of church and state.
Well, what they want to say is that America is an idea. That's what they want to say. America is an idea nation, and anyone can be an American. It's an idea. You subscribe to these ideas, and that those ideas have come to mean a Mexican invasion. And if you don't like it, you know, they've unseated you from your own country.
Well, the bottom line is these, you know, whoever you want to say they are, you know, we're going to just say it. I'm just going to say these fucking kikes have set up a system that Mexicans can now flood our borders. They've set up a system with the NAACP. They have the ADL, which, like I said, I even post a video on YouTube about the ADL, and within 24 hours, my account's deleted. This is happening, and this is really happening, people. And you said it, you know, Russ, you said, you know, people aren't going to do a fucking thing until there's no food in their fridge and until there's Mexicans pissing and shitting on their front lawns right in front of them.
And in their flower pots.
And in their flower pots. And you know what? And the real sad part of it is that we're already awakened to this problem. When it gets to that point, it's going to be that much harder to deal with. So
go ahead.
So the bottom line is Russ, you're in a position like we are where you see this, and you're not afraid. Most people know what's going on. The problem is that they can still get home from work. They can get their six-pack of beer. They can get their dime bag of weed. They can turn on American Idol. They can vote for their favorite idol. They can go eat the food in their fridge, and they go to bed and start over again. It doesn't matter. They don't have that feeling of nationalism that we all have. They don't have that feeling of camaraderie with their own people. They don't care. They're fucking selfish. And it's created by this miserable goddamn media system that is run by people that let the Mexicans flood our fucking country, that let the Mexicans into our country, and that make them cool on TV and on the radio.
I would agree on the principle of what you're saying. I would agree. I would only take it to one other level, in as much as that it's not so much the Jews or the blacks or the or any of the it's the spirit of greed, the drive of power and money as the success marker. Okay, and again, I'm not going to take issue of the names who's on these newspapers and who's doing this, but when we take a little deeper, the newspapers and the media are a piece of it. The government agencies are a piece of it, and when we pull that wholeness together, what we find is a whole bunch of carrot chasing mules, and we've got a couple of people up there that are supplying the carrots. All the rest of them are being the laziest humans that they could possibly be, and I don't give a tailbone whether they're what their belief system is or what color their skin is. It comes back to the nature of man that's biting us in the butt because we've been lied to. Back, if you look at the time of the Founding Fathers, just for a point of reference, 230 years ago, we didn't have hot and cold running water. We didn't have refrigeration. We didn't have superstores. We didn't have paved roads. We didn't have internal combustion engines. We didn't have electronic. We didn't have all of the things that the last three generations take for granted. We were much closer to nature then. We, in order to survive, every fucking buddy had to work. There was no room for a lazy man or a woman. If you were lazy, you died. And nobody cared.
Yep.
That's life. We've tried to shield ourselves from the reality of life. We've tried to take our understanding of the natural world and say somehow we're good now when we aren't any different.
Yes, you're correct. Go ahead.
We hide ourselves in our luxuries and think we're something when in fact we still, that tree-humping caveman, we just know a little bit more about our natural world now.
Yep, and
you sound like a National Socialist.
And Russ, I got
exactly like a National Socialist.
I want to give Russ a plug right now for everybody that's listening. If you go to, well, number one, if you go to the forum and you go to the show thread, Chain's doing his Chain Yankee Jim, Billy Bob, all of our internet sleuths are all doing their detective work and they're coming up with all kinds of great stuff. But Russ has a website and it's www.AAdFASB. So it's ADFASB.com, where he has tons of his video and somebody else that he's been working with. What's her name? Christine?
Christy Tchaikovsky.
All right. And she's and you guys are doing what appears to be like some sort of like a I guess like a video blog type thing on your fight.
What I found here, this is something about particularly about the video. It's something that I've been doing in public access for a couple of years now. The corporations are trying to shut down our public access channels. We've stayed them for a time, but we still don't know how long we'll be. I've planned all along to get into the podcasting, and then YouTube came up. So I got involved with it a couple months ago and immediately started networking and looking for other people who were producing video on the invasion. One of the people who showed up as being the most fearless and producing the best video was Christy Tchaikovsky. And I watched, and you know, very busy lady, total different worlds. We were both doing the same thing, but so too were a lot of other people. Nobody else was producing the level of truth that she was or I was, okay? And then at the end of January, 1st of February, all of a sudden her YouTube account disappeared. The San Diego Police Department come and took her computer and her cameras and all of her evidence against them. And the leader of the San Diego Minuteman started a smear campaign against her all within 48 hours. After she produced some video about the depth of corruption and the occupation by Mexico in San Diego, where they were segregating out white people from the foreign nationals and illegal aliens, and it didn't matter whether those white people were wrong people or right people. They were white, and they couldn't be there. And then the police were manhandling her and pushing her around. The whole thing was one of the best exposés of the invasion that I've seen, and I knew she'd be in trouble. And so at any rate, over the last 2 months, we've worked together a lot. I got her computer, and she got her own camera. She's producing video again. And what that ADFASB.com page represents, if you'll take the time to look at those videos there, you'll see that Christy has video logged the occupation in San Diego and has tremendous evidence of what's going on there. Simultaneously, but separate, up until this last month, I've been video logging what's going on in Tucson, and you'll see us, we've identified the same kind of people, we've identified the same problems, and I'm saying to America that you will find these same types of people and these same types of problems in every border city, America, and starting to develop in every city in America today. And it is to facilitate the tear down and break down of the middle class of America and create a group of haves and have-nots, with the haves being 3% and all the rest of us being the have-nots. And I'm saying I'm not going to put up with it.
All right, I just put a, just for everybody listening, I just put a link to Russ and Christie's website. It's very thorough. It's a very good website. We were checking it out all last night when we were talking to Russ.
Russ, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of the spit crapping in the flower pot in the mall?
No, but I've seen, I don't know which one. I've seen them. I've seen several videos of that type of behavior, and I've seen it personally in my walk around here. They've got no... This is the big issue. It's culture. Those people in Mexico live in a culture where they're raised to lie, cheat, and steal. It's okay. To steal a cow in Mexico is a greater offense than to rape a 9-year-old girl. And as far as they claiming that I'm a racist, in Mexico, a black man is less than a dog, okay? Mexico is one of the most racist cultures in the world. It's ruled by 32 white Spaniard European families, and if you are the darkest of dark-skinned native Highland Indians, you don't even qualify for a sixth-grade education. And if the lighter you become, the higher up on the food chain you can grow. Mexico is a corrupt cesspool of garbage. And I'm supposed to be good neighbors with that? I don't see how I can be.
Yeah,
those are
totally
facts.
I totally agree. I mean, it's insane. Somebody found a video of some filthy Mexican taking a shit in a potted plant, in the open, in public.
In a mall. In a mall.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
inside of a building in a mall.
Right, and he doesn't, and there was a bathroom within walking distance. He doesn't think twice. He just pulls his pants down and takes a shit. We've latched onto that video. Like I was telling you last night, Russ, we're huge on the video idea, this group that you're talking to now. We're trying to enlighten everybody else and get them involved with the video. We love the fact that you have grasped that concept for your fight, and we want to help. We want to be a part of it. We want to do everything we can. When you have rallies, we want you to post it on our forum so that we can get people in that area to join you that are on our forum. When you have a video, we want to link it to our website so that everybody can see it and everybody can help, whatever. If we come up with material, like when you're saying you have these Mexicans, these fucking kids stomping on an American flag, and you have that on video, right?
Yeah, it's on the piece that's up there now. I didn't get a lot of it, but I slowed it down on the piece that's up there now, and if you look close, it's while Roy's talking to the police, and then all of a sudden I pan back left, and I pan down, and if you look real close, you can see the stars in the blue field, and then you can see some red stripes. You see him picking it up, wrapping it around, and walking around. I didn't get a lot of video, but there's enough there to show that there is an American flag there, and I know I watched them bring it in and stomp on it. And then I watched their handlers, once I opened my mouth and pointed out this is my problem, they have no respect for this country, this is their respect for America, then their handlers immediately made them pick it up and shuffled them off around the corner. You can see the adults keeping these kids in check, and at the same time, I mean, they're trying to keep a balance of keeping them there, keeping them on us, but keeping them from going out of control and starting a fight with us. It's insane.
And you know what? Master just makes a good point. He IMs me. The average Mexican has 7 years of education. These are the people that these government officials are telling us are our equals and that we need to live side by side with. These are grown adults with 7 years of education.
And
they're basically clinically retarded filthy people that are coming out of shacks and huts and will cram 20 people into a house because having one flushing toilet is a goddamn miracle to them. We don't need these people in our country.
But save toilet paper. Reuse toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or don't use it at all and wipe it on the walls.
This is what they do, man.
Wipe it on my burrito.
and we can laugh about that, but that's the truth. Not only that, they're the jerk-offs that are cleaning your dishes at your favorite restaurant.
I don't eat at restaurants.
And how about the cruise ships? All of these health outbreaks, food poisoning that they had last year.
Oh, and the atrocious diseases. They're bringing Chinggis disease in, and Chinggis disease has never been in this country. And once you get it, it goes to your brain, and at some point in the future, your brain turns to jello, and you're dead. And there is no cure.
It could be your liver. It could be a whole number of organs. That's a vicious disease that attacks the body.
And they worship death. They worship death. I live a life. I worship life. Death is a part of life, and it will come to me, but they worship death. Again, they condone lying, cheating, and stealing. They themselves know themselves to be unhonorable, and they wear what they call the mask of, and I'll pronounce it wrong, Barossa. It's the mask of honor. This is why they're so much fun, particularly the professionals, because they know themselves to be dishonorable. They know themselves to be deceitful, liars, and thieves. They know themselves to be in wrong standing, particularly in my presence. I know this, okay? And all I've got to do is just reach out with a whisper of disrespect and watch them explode like fireworks on 4th of July. Just like clockwork, every time. That's why they don't like hanging around me. They stay, you know, at any rate, it's become cheap entertainment, and I know that's terrible to look at it that way, but really, guys, this enemy that we're up against, let's try to put
they're
it
they're doing
in perspective.
The job that Hollywood refuses to do.
Yeah. Well, honestly, they are deceit. And it's just like an auditorium full of, or the absence of light, an auditorium with all the chairs and all the fixings of an auditorium in total blackness would be a terrible leg-breaking, shin-bruising experience to walk through, right? And that's kind of where we're at here. But the minute you turn on the light, the darkness disappears, and it's easy to navigate. And right now, all we've got to do is turn on the light. These cockroaches, and I mean the Americans who have sold out, the subversives and the traitors, and I'm talking about the inland puppets from Mexico. They do not have any standing to stand up against the truth. And if we will but understand the truth and bring the truth to bear on them, we will crush them. And yes, people are going to die, but guess what? 9,000 Americans died last year at the hands of illegal aliens, and 143,000 women and children had some type of violent or minor sex crime committed against them. That's just in one year. The number of Americans who died last year is greater than the number of Americans combined who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan and illegal aliens who have died on our border in 6 years.
Yeah. Pull out of Iraq. Yeah, pull out of Detroit, man. pull out of this suicidal. I've lived in Mexico for a short time, but Mexicans make Mexico. It's the truth of nation states. Americans make America. The body politic is just that. It composes the reality of what. It's kind of like the zeitgeist of that country. You know, when the United States was basically hardworking, honest, decent people, things like Norman Rockwell could paint his paintings and no one laughed at it because it was basically true about America. It was innocent and decent. And, you know, just like Canadians make Canada and Africans make Africa, and Mexicans make Mexico, and we're being asked to mix with them and to help pull them up, or rather try to resist the slide, the inevitable, I would say, slide downwards.
And you know what's going to happen is they're going to take all of our tax money to help these people out, because we all know the government says if you give them enough money, they'll turn just like the rest of us.
That's right.
And what's going to happen is it's not going to change a fucking thing. They're still going to be Mexicans, and it's going to be our fault because we're failing our Mexicans.
No, and that's right. And that's why we pound on South Africa. Well, that's one of the reasons why we pound on South Africa. And my favorite reason, and it's because if you look at South Africa, they're still saying, I mean, there's such a small percentage of whites there. They're cowering behind electrified fences and with guard towers with automatic weapons. Most of them carry weapons. And the government, the ANC, is still saying, well, we need more. There's too much racism. There's still black people that aren't doing well. And we need more affirmative action.
And more money, of course.
Well, yeah. So what you do is you murder the goose that laid the golden egg. I mean, you puree the damn thing.
All right, here's a question for Russ. Now, this is going to be a politically incorrect question. I'm a firm believer that we should have guards sitting on the border armed, ready to shoot someone that sticks a toe across that line. Do you think that that is the right thing to do?
We are being attacked. That would stop them from coming. It still isn't going to deal with the 20, 30, 40, 50 million of them who are in country right now. But as far as shutting down the border, I've advocated for the last year that we withdraw all of American soldiers from all branches of service, from all countries, and bring them home and secure our ports and borders now.
Right.
Now.
Right. And the question is,
yeah,
when they cross the border, we shoot, and it's that fucking simple.